John McCain has been a national figure for almost 30 years. More, really, since he was the admiral's son who became a prisoner of war in North Vietnam and refused release until all prisoners were freed. He is acclaimed as a man of courage and principle, and sometimes someone who's cranky and has a prickly temperament. Maybe no one has worked with John McCain more closely over the years than Mark Salter, who joined his Senate staff in 1989 and has co-written five books with the senator, including a best-selling memoir, and their most recent book, Hard Call, The Art of Great Decisions, just out in paperback. Mark Salter, who's now a senior advisor to the McCain campaign, joins us in our studios. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me here, Scott.
Let me ask you about Senator McCain. How much of a maverick is he? How much of a conservative is he?
Oh, he's basically and always has been fundamentally a pretty conservative fellow, small government, low tax. He comes out of a military tradition, which is a very problem-solving profession. Mm-hmm. And he approaches public policy like that. Here's a problem to solve, and I'll do it whichever way is most effective and quickly, and I'll work with whomever I can to do it.
Does he have a temper?
I would say his temper is not outside the normal range and certainly no greater than mine. He's impatient. Other than an unusual thirst for information, his most dominant characteristic is restlessness. That's not always a convenient characteristic to have in politics.
I have to ask you this question. If he's such a reformer who's genuinely taken on forces in the cause of reform, how does he wind up with so many lobbyists as his advisors
and
staff members?
Well, there's nothing inherently wrong or evil about the lobbying profession. As anybody who has a friendship with John and who might lobby will tell you, you can never get him to do what he doesn't think he should do. To advocate that there is too much money that binds legislators to their donors too closely, it's not to say that there's something wrong with businesses or labor unions or nonprofits or anybody else hiring people to plead their case before Congress. It's perfectly fine. It's a perfectly honorable profession as long as you don't cross lines, which occasionally do happen. But I don't think you'll find anybody who's crossed any lines working for John.
Can you give us some insight into his relationship with President Bush? They had quite a few set-tos, obviously, when they ran against each other for president in 2000. Mm-hmm. Senator McCain has been at once really his most prominent public supporter over the war in Iraq, at risk, it must be said, to his own candidacy.
He's complained since August of 2003, so just really 4 or 5 months into the war.
Yeah, the administration was bungling the occupation.
Horrifically bungling it. He had traveled to Iraq that month. He makes sure to talk to people. When he found a British colonel in Basra in that trip who just leveled with him and said, we are, if not in the throes of a full-fledged insurgency, only weeks away. Mm-hmm. You have nowhere near the resources and manpower you have here to do this. You can't keep forces on bases and send them out at night for raids and bring them back. You know, you have to hold the ground you take here or you're going to be in big trouble. And he came back on fire about it and asked to see Secretary Rumsfeld. Obviously, he was unable to quietly, successfully urge a rather systemic change in strategies and additional manpower. And so he became a very public critic. And for several years, he got beat up pretty good about it from other Republicans. And he had urged the president to consider going to a counterinsurgency, which would require more troops, which is now what's referred to euphemistically as the surge. It is what he had advocated for 4 years. It obliged him. It would have been dishonorable to him to say, oh, sorry, it's too politically difficult for me now.
Mr. Salter, nice talking to you.
Nice talking to you too, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Mark Salter, senior advisor for the presidential campaign, has worked with Senator John McCain for more than 20 years. The most recent book written together is Hard Call, The Art of Great Decisions. This is NPR News.